My name is Carrie Pasco, and I'm here to talk about Can We Talk to God, our new book, First Sterling Study Group today. And for me, you know, God is love, and how do we follow that guidance? Well, through our intuition. So I ask that we quiet our minds and open our hearts and get in touch with whatever that means to you. When was the last time you knew something 100% without a single doubt? You absolutely knew that you knew it. It was the truth, and that was it, period. Do you remember how that felt? Did your senses heighten? Was your confidence so sky high, your heart just burst open? Did you feel empowered and clear, excited about what is to come next? Knowing that you know is your secret, and boy, does that feel good. Well, my friends, I'm here to tell you that's God talking. That is your intuition. That's your highest knowing. That's your highest intelligence. You are that. You are that powerful, powerful essence that's in you. Ernest Holmes says, God is in you and God is in me. Therefore, we each must penetrate more deeply into our own nature. And just as we surely do, we will have a very marvelous experience. We can talk to God just as consciously as we talk to people right here, right now. And if we expect it, believe it, and feel it, we will receive just as direct a response. So for me, my early childhood, I was raised Christian. And I was taught that God was this frilly fella up in the skies, right? Looking down and judging every little thing I did, and that there were certain rules that I had to follow. And it wasn't until I was around 18 and out in the world on my own that I realized that God is not up in the clouds. God is nature, trees, the birds, the air, a feeling, the food, the people, radiating in every living thing in my universe. I started looking for places of worship that were more metaphysical in nature, more flexible and open about their perspectives. I decided I was going to worship God in my own way, whatever felt good to me, whatever that meant to me. And hopefully I would find more like-minded people that had that same belief. So with that intention, that led me to explore various religions, schools of thought, science of mind, Ernest Holmes so eloquently said, the spirit desires a complete expression of itself. Hence, the more we enjoy, the more it is expressed. Consider the spirit as a warm, pulsating, reciprocal thing. It presses against us. It flows through us. It is our intelligence, and it cannot be put into words. What emotions would you use to describe God? And notice how automatically that matches wherever you are vibrating at this time. God is there, whatever emotion you are experiencing at this time. So what happens if what you know gets challenged? What if you had a rough morning and a string of not-so-perfect things happen? You woke up late, spilled coffee on your shirt, tripped over the dog. What expression do we all yell at the height of that frustration? It starts with God and ends in damn it. So ever wonder why that happens? It doesn't feel like there's a God on your side when those moments occur. Self-talk turns into whatever we believe about what is happening. Like, why me? I don't deserve this. I'm having a bad day. There cannot be a God. He wouldn't let these things happen. So the so-called expression of pure positive energy doesn't seem like it's expressing in moments like these. I have tangible proof that I'm having a bad day. Look at my shirt. I have the stain to prove it. Look at the dog. I see. God has to be laughing at me, because if there was a God, he would not be letting something like this happen, right? Right? Oh. So my thoughts turn to something like, forget it. Forget God. Forget all that spiritual mumbo jumbo. I'm smart. I can do it my way. I can control this. I got this. How many of you done that? Said, oh, that doesn't work. So I have to inform you, you're looking at the queen of stubborn over here. At around the age of 26, I decided, screw it all. All these people, these classes, these religions, these books, they have no idea who God is. I know who God is. I'm done. No more. I'm going to do it my way. Stomp, stomp, stomp. Forget it. My way. My way. So as you can imagine, that is when I learned about God the most, when I became the most stubborn person who knew better than any God or anything or any person. And it was when I was in that lost, lonely moment that those tears of anger and frustration flowing, I screamed out to God, "How could you leave me so brokenhearted and alone? I don't understand. If you existed, there's no way I could feel this way. You've deserted me, and I hate you for it." Well, as I fell to the floor in my deepest moment of despair, I realized I was the one who chose to leave. God is there all along in whatever emotion we are vibrating at that time. He's here, right now, however you are feeling. It's just below the surface. So it was in my power of decision that closed off my relationship to God. I did it. Now talk about self-sabotage. Why would I do something like this to myself? Why would I cut off accepting the most powerful force in the universe to assist me? Well, it's because I'm very stubborn, and I still am. Now, I am just very stubborn, but it's changed. I am very stubborn about my knowing. I am stubborn about my knowing that God is love and that I have power to flow energy or to stop it. I am so stubborn in my beliefs and my about feeling good and honoring God that I do not care what other people think. I know Ernest was right when he said we have to feel God. So what does God feel like? Whatever you're feeling in this moment. Check again. Does God feel like frustration, confusion, inspiration, detachment, loving, giving, receiving, empowerment, peace, music, fun, laughter, joy, upliftment, grace, beauty, nature, connection, synchronicity, joy, momentum? Where is God feeling to you in this moment? Accept it. It is true. It is what it is. I ask you, what does God feel like to you right now? How does your physical body feel? How do your emotions feel? How does your mind feel? Feel tense, relaxed? How about emotionally? How are you feeling? Tune in right now and see how you're feeling. What is your mind saying about this conversation? Can you accept whatever's happening? God is here right now. Just notice how it feels, and that is God expressing through you in this moment. Pay attention. Is that God? Whatever the feeling is pulsating in your being at this moment, can you let it expand? Can you let it get even better? I command you to try. I command you to get in touch with whatever God feels like to you in this moment, right here, right now. That energy that's pulsing through you, that is God expressing through you in this moment. Is that God? Well, I have a secret to tell you. What you're feeling right now is God. That feeling right now is God talking. That is God expressing through you in this moment. Is that God? God is expressing through us with ease, joy, and glory in every moment and every day if you allow it to happen. You are God expressing in physical form. You are the personification of all the most glorious, pure, positive energy you can imagine. And guess what? You get to control how much you allow to flow or not. It's okay either way. You get to let that flow or not. You get to play with how you want to feel in this moment and take responsibility for that feeling. God's loving energy is infinite and flows through you. As we know, there's plenty of infinite energy. Go ahead and have your temper tantrum. God's love is unconditional and be there for you when you calm down. Again, I ask you, what are you feeling right now? How is your body reacting? How is your mind reacting? Are there any emotions triggered in you now? What would love do now? What is your heart telling you now? The beauty of God is that its favorite body part is the heart. The heart radiates love and tunes into emotions. So if God is talking through your heart right now, how does that feel? Are you open or closed? Does it even matter? What does God feel like to you, and how are you expressing it? This is the powerful message Ernest and a myriad of other spiritual masters wanted to know and wanted us to get and experience and live. That we all have the same power. And boy, Jesus even said it better. Be still and know that I am God. And that meaning that power is in us and connected and always flowing. It has been conveyed in so many different ways. God is love, and that love is within us all. Unconditional love for yourself and others is the message. It is up to you as individuals to tune in and hear it and express it. To hear it, feel it, taste it, see it, and be it. Ernest Holmes says, the spirit desires a complete expression of itself. The more we are in joy, the more it is expressed. Health and happiness and success are effects, not causes. God's will is always towards life and more life. The life within you is God. Whatever is true of God is true of life. Since your life and the life of God are not two, but one, this life within you, being God, did not begin and it cannot end. Hence, you are immortal and eternal. The God that is within you is truth, beauty, harmony, and wholeness. Every apparent imperfection from which you suffer is the result of ignorance. I know there is a perfect good for which is responding to me and bringing into my experience everything that is necessary for my unfoldment. I know there is a power for good that enables me to help others and bless the whole world. Know that there is something more than law and intelligence to which we may come for inspiration and guidance, for direction, a power responding to us, a presence pressing against us, an animation flowing through us, a light within us. Health, happiness, and success are effects, not causes. The highest perception of humankind has been our sense of this inner oneness with spirit. The more completely we become conscious of this divine union, the more we have over our own existence. Again, the highest perception of humankind has been our sense of this inner oneness with spirit. The more completely we become conscious of this divine union, the more power we have over our existence. God is perfect mind and cannot conceive of imperfect ideas. God is always there. Hence, the idea of humankind held in the mind of God must be a perfect idea. The perfect human is the only human God knows. Thank you, Ernest. So, what I know for sure is that love is the answer to every problem. That energy is always there, on that, and whether or not you're aware of it or not. Love is the constant, and if God is love, love is all we need. Be still and know you are God, omnipresent, loving, and infinite. God is love, my friends, and you are that. You are the love in all its bliss and glory, absolute perfection living in this breathing moment. You are the most beautiful human expression there is. Do you feel the truth in that? That you are perfect? That you are perfect? Well, I have to share a friend of mine in Berkeley, California, who knows this and lives it and is it. He stands on the streets of Berkeley, California, holding the cardboard sign that says, "You are perfect." And he doesn't care what people think of him. He's just trying to remind every person he interacts with that you are perfect. That knowing, he knows that love is within every single person. And he stands on the side of the road and reminds you of that in case you forgot. And you see that he is expressing his love, reminding you in every moment how happy he is and that you are perfect. So to be in an appreciative state of mind, heart open, trusting and knowing that all is truly well. What does that take? Well, our friend Abraham says it takes 17 seconds of feeling good to be able to resonate in a better feeling thought, right? And feeling, to uplift your heart. 17 seconds. Do we really understand how quick 17 seconds is? So just thinking the word love, just thinking the word gratitude, appreciation, glory, joy, happiness, fun, upliftness, excitement, buns, joy, abundance. You know, how are you going to embody that for 17 seconds? Are you really in enough self-love to care enough about uplifting your vibration to a higher state for 17 seconds? I think that's tangible. I think we can all do that. 17 seconds. 17 seconds. How long does it take to play music for 17 seconds? How many notes is that? We can all be in harmony in 17 seconds. And you have it manifest for 17 seconds. Well, what if you did it for more than 17 seconds, right? What if you made the conscious effort moment to moment to choose how you feel? That's the glory of God. That is what we were given. That is our innate nature, to be able to choose and take responsibility for how we're feeling in this moment. How do you want to feel? Nobody else cares. It is a personal choice of how you want to feel in this moment. So to allow our intuition, that small voice within, to guide us takes practice if you choose. It's a choice. It's a personal choice. Would you ever worry again if you knew 100% without a single doubt that it is natural for all our dreams to be filled? God wants us to be happy, to explore, to have fun, to laugh, to experience joy, upliftance, gratitude, fun in every moment. Can you feel the truth in that statement? The Bible said we were all created in God's likeness. What does that feel like to you? What does that mean? How do you embrace that? How do you express that? For me, it is the highest expression of pure positive energy possible. Love to you. And pure positive energy, and those wanting to be blessed with us, we welcome that. It is an infinite, grand, expansive, safe knowing. It is complete bliss. It is explicit knowing that you are expressing God in all ways. It's the truth of your knowing that comes from deep within your heart of hearts that all is truly well and that all spiritual beings are having a human experience. I challenge you right here, right now, what does God feel like to you? What is that expression? What does that feel like? The universal source energy that beats within every living thing on this planet is an innate knowing that connects us all. It's an infinite, blissful knowing. Right here, right now, the perfection we are all searching for outside of ourselves is already within us right now. If we would just be still and realize what we are looking for and how to feel better, the answer is within us if we just turned our attention inward instead of outward. So God is love. God is love. God is love. That is my favorite expression, and that is my knowing, and it is my unconditional knowing. But what God would like us to do is be love, be that expression of love. Do you notice how it naturally uplifts you into that part of you that knows feeling good is the only thing that matters? How often have we heard that? Feeling good, you know, sounds like a mental concept at times. And then when you're in it, feeling good, it's like, yeah, this is life. I can do this. This is easy. But, you know, that's the beautiful balance, the ebb and flow of love and life. And in those moments where we're not feeling so connected is the minute we get to choose. Hey, you know, when we mind goes crazy asking, how do we fix this? The answer is to go within, be still and know. Be still and know that you are God. And let those answers flow. How many times if you just took 17 seconds to center yourself and say, hey, how can I uplift this? What can I do to feel better? The answer always comes, but it just takes practice. So I would ask you, again, tune into yourself right now and see how you're feeling if you know what I'm talking about. Let your heart open even more and your mind become even more quiet. And allow that feeling of love to pulse pulsate through every cell and fiber of your being. Does it feel like knowing? Does it feel like trust? Does it feel centered? Does it feel grounded? Does it feel safe? How does it feel? So when I ask you, can you talk to God, what is your answer? It is a very personal sensation. If you take the time to tune in and ask, then you will get an answer. But you have to take the time to connect. And that is a personal task for each of you. Ask, are you still enough to hear the answer? We live in an energetic universe, colliding and magnetizing all the time with whatever we deem important. Allow yourself the pleasure of connecting to your God. That is the biggest desire God had for us to know, that we are precious, powerful beings expressing in all the ways possible on earth. We have to be quiet enough to allow the guidance to flow through. The answers always present themselves if we are willing to hear. Be the expression of the highest possible energy you can be. We are all teachers and uplifters, and the time is now, and the best expression of love and peace you can possibly be. Love all thoughts, people, places, and things you encounter, even though the times when your mind wants to tell you otherwise. Rise above and tune in to the highest possible you. You're always there. Keep your heart open and your mind quiet. Pause and center yourself. Let the thoughts pass by and ask yourself, what is the highest expression of love I can be in this moment? Love is the answer to every problem. Did you hear me? Love is the answer to every problem. We are all experienced in love. So if you were talking with the voice of love, what makes you think you are not talking to God? God is love. Love is the most powerful force in the universe. So check in again and see. Is there anything that you're not loving today? What are you resisting in your life that you are pushing away? What would this situation look like if you applied some love and acceptance to it? What would it look like if you took responsibility for how you're feeling and that you could change it in 17 seconds? Just relax and allow it to be here. Accept that you are here right now. Accept all of it right here, right now. You are perfect. Choose love, choose source energy, choose knowing, choose trust, choose peace right here, right now. Be here, connect. Feels good, doesn't it? That was God talking. So when asked the question, can we talk to God? I respond with not only can we talk to God, but we can think, decide, eat, sleep, breathe, and God in every aspect of this physical realm. We are here to be God. Be love. One of my favorite quotes that sits next to my nightstand is, be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that only can I talk to God, but that I am a living, breathing expression of God. God is love and you are that. God is love. Be still and know that I am God. God is love, the most purest positive force in the universe. God is love. Own it, breathe it, express it. God is love. One of my favorite quotes is, be still and know that you are God. And be still and know that not only can you talk to God, but you are a living, breathing expression of God. God is love and you are that. God is love. Be still and know that I am God. God is love, the most purest, powerful force in the universe. God is love. Own it, breathe it, express it. God is love. Know it, be it, live it. Be love now. Right? So you just have to experience that for yourself and get in touch with that infinite knowing that you are that. And just uplift every cell, fiber, muscle, tissue of your physical body, all emotions you could possibly imagine, and then your beautiful mental body. When they are all aligned and spirit flowing through, you are centered in knowing that you are loved. You are the biggest expression of God in a human being form. You're expressing this love. And that is the only important thing, is to feel good and to know that you are God and you are love. Thank you. Yeah.